This program is sponsored by A Different Book List. Located at 779 Bathurst Street, A Different Book List is an African-Canadian-owned bookstore specializing in the rich literature of African and Caribbean diaspora and the Global South. For more information, visit www.adifferentbooklist.com.
Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto, the snowed-in edition. Right off the bat, I got to thank the intrepid Pedro, who knows how to get through the snowbanks and get us on the air. I'm so pleased that we're able to do it today. I hope everybody is safe and sound and warm and not trying to emulate Pedro. It's not that easy to do. Right off the bat, I want to be sure and mention that we have lost a kind of a great figure here that everybody who's familiar with our problems of NATO and wars and the struggle against by the great powers against the people of the world. Michael Parent has died, and Torontonians remember him very well. He lectured here on a fairly regular basis, probably about 10 years back, but he was always incisive, he was always courageous, he was truthful, and tried to bring and did bring successfully progressive and other folks into a real picture of the world we're in. There's so many people who would try to explain from a socialist point of view the problems of faced by people living in the centers of Western capitalism, and those who have been colonized and are still struggling against colonialism and neo-colonialism. Michael Parenti always pointed out that there are and have been successful revolutions against capitalism and imperialism, and most remarkably, he pointed to, of course, the Soviet Union, and he made it a point to attack those who really indulged in ideological wars, basically to serve the Western powers when they talked about the Soviet and what they had accomplished, and the fact that they were the strong base for anti-colonial movements. Do you know the name Nelson Mandela? And everybody says, oh, we love Nelson, he was great. Well, the Soviet Union was his strongest friend. Of course, people knew this. I mean, they heard the words of people like Fidel Castro, who is one of the great revolutionary figures and one of the great figures of the Western Hemisphere, and Muammar Gaddafi, who was building a successful, healthy society in which people had homes and good roads and education, and the oil of Libya was under the control of the Libyan government to benefit the people, and Soviet Union was linked to both, and And Michael Parenti pointed this out. Michael Parenti was very clear about the Soviet success in World War II, which, as you know, Donald Trump apparently is unaware that there were even any, I'll use the other word, Russians, because America won the war, according to Trump. And I notice that there's not a lot of, when he says these things, Western liberals don't jump in and mention Russia. They say that he just doesn't know his history, or he left out the British. But Parenti insisted on that the facts be known, and he was not going to waver in order to suit the fashion of the day. So quite a remarkable, wonderful figure. We had him on the Taylor Report, fortunately. We were so glad that he wrote a wonderful book, taking what would be called, I guess, in academic terms, a revisionist history of Julius Caesar. In a way, he was using that discussion of Caesar to talk about the failure of Western academia to see the class issues of Rome and the side on which Julius Caesar fought and who supported him. And to cut the story short, it was the plebeians who supported Caesar. And Michael Parenti clarified all that and I think he started a great debate. Oddly enough, I.S. Stone, many years earlier, had discussed the issue of Socrates in Greece and his class position, and he took a critical view of Socrates. And I remember kidding Michael Parenti, saying, "You seem, you remind me of Stone." And he said, "Yes, I'm in that period of my life where my friends are saying I'm turning into I.S. Stone." Two names, by the way, that we should celebrate, particularly at a time like we're living in now, who did not take their lead from the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, but actually were knowing that these are journals that shape opinion, even of so-called left, they understood their role as socialists who looked at anything coming from a capitalist perspective. Particularly in media, they looked at the matters critically. And I believe you can still find the works of I.S. Stone if you can't make it a point to do so. And now would be a good time to go back and look at the work of Michael Parenti. He had one good joke, I remember. He told the Taylor Report. He said he was part of a socialist grouping where people were trying to apply socialist theory to contemporary politics, and he was part of the same circle with Bernie Sanders, and because he was very critical of Bernie Sanders, although they had been close, I guess. And he said about Bernie, he said, "You know, you get, because Bernie's been successful, people say, well, he had the route, the way to get there, you know, to reach, to find himself in a position of where he could actually become a senator." He said, "I knew him when we were running for city council in Vermont, I forget which place." And he said, "I had more votes than Bernie." But Bernie decided on a different kind of tack. And anyway, the Parenti story, I hope somebody, by the way, writes a good long piece about him. I only know him primarily from the writing and the lectures, but anyway, a great figure, Michael Parenti. Thank goodness for the internet, the YouTube. You can probably find his speeches. But I think we should, you know, the Taylor Report regards him as a, I would say, a kindred spirit. And we hope to continue to write and speak along those lines. Again, this is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto, which is inundated, as you all know, if you're here. I think we have a little bit of music available. If Pedro could help us out with, and we'll come back with the discussion of the Carney Doctrine, they're calling it.
I mean, a bell I'd tinkle in the morning if I had a bell, you understand? Tinkle in the evening time, all over this land. Look, I'd tinkle out that danger. I'd tinkle out a warning. And I'd tinkle out love between my brothers and my sisters. All over this land. Now, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, yeah, sing it in the evening, all over this land, home. And I'd sing out danger, sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land, yeah. Evening time.